since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Again to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner speaking to you. Actually, this is the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour, supported by Melody Cederstrom in Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody is a little under the weather and unable to come on with me at this present time. That's Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She certainly is a supporter of this broadcast and a sponsor of the network, First Amendment Radio. Her number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Melody Cederstrom. If you want to continue to hear me, you need to support her. And I hope you're doing so, listeners. As we are also on 9.985 WWCR, that's 9.985 WWCR. Apparently the traffic on the on my website, or our website, is, well, it's considerably better now that we are connected to WWCR. So this is the situation that we have, listeners. It's wherever it's happening. And it's here. It's apparently here on WWCR. There's so much happening, and today's day, the 7th of June. So I'm so concerned. I'm always concerned. Always have been concerned about the situation our world and countries come into. My entire life, I've been concerned about that. Nancy Levant has done it again. And once again, Dennis the Menace is. Put a lot of information on the site, tremendous information. Last week, he connected the Ford Foundation to the Moscow connection, and that's one of the major sites on our site now. That's moved up there. And let me go back to it and just get you informed. The critical issues, the agenda. And certainly we have on the left side of this, the Hegelian dialectic, CIA World Factbook, where the CIA certainly monitors every country in the world. The Virtual Library of Sustainable Development is a pretty amazing connections to that, Agenda 21 of Sustainable Development, many directions that need your attention, listeners. Weather modification, certainly there's information there. The Global Fire Monitoring System and the Global Fire Monitoring Center out of the UN system is there. The Biometric Consortium, where identification is paramount to them. It's a government agency, the Biometrics Consortium, as well as the Global Fire Monitoring System being part of the UN system. And what are we part of? The UN system. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund and receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. I've chronicled that with documentation. The connections of all this is very, very obvious to those that do research, to those that understand. Codex Alimentarius, the control of vitamins and minerals in food, is Codex Alimentarius. The NAFTA corridors, the transportation system for the future, being implemented right now by non-governmental organizations. They've talked about this NAFTA corridor going along I-35, not right alongside I-35, but paralleling I-35. It's going to be 4 miles wide. This is the extreme plan of the future. In the meantime, we had road removal in this country. That's right, removal of roads. The other section that I'm talking about is the globalists, to connect all the globalist organizations to implement the New World Order, the One World Totalitarian Governmental System. HR Live is here too, news about current corporate layoffs and job fairs, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, and the new addition, thanks to Dennis, is the Ford Foundation Moscow office. And we state where Rowan Gaither, president of the Ford Foundation, as interviewed by Norman Dodd in 1953, stated that the goal of the Ford Foundation was to comfortably merge the U.S. with the Soviet Union. And that's what the Ford Foundation Moscow office is all about. It's a new entry on our website, and it's very important for you to connect to that dot. And I'm telling you this right now. Go to that section on the website, the Ford Foundation Moscow office, and you'll see the predictions of Rowan Gaither in 1953 coming to fruition right now. And that is that something to be concerned about? You better believe it. The implementation of the totalitarian one-world governmental system is well underway. As a matter of fact, it's being implemented. It's been implemented as soon as we signed the UN Charter. I have quotes from the Congressional Record from the 1950s stating just that very fact, that it's a one-world governmental system. But according to Nancy Levant, slavery happens when government and laws or individuals or corporations control people. In other words, when people do not control their lives and destinies, slavery exists. When government does not act to protect citizens and its nation, government is false. When government allows invaders to walk into a nation and does nothing to protect its citizens and their rights, their culture and history, and when this government or said government actually aids the invaders, then government is involved in the collapse of this nation. September 11, 2001 was far more than a wake-up call. It was far more than an attack on American soil. The questions surrounding the findings of 9/11 are far more than questions. The invasion upon the United States of America is so widespread, so far-reaching, and so rapid that American citizens, like all victims of violence and crime, are left in a very complicated state of confusion. What is real? What is truth? What should we do? Where should we go? In whom should we trust? Now, listeners, if you have any thoughts as we do the broadcast tonight, and certainly this is the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour sponsored by Melody Cederstrom, at 800-375-4188. If you have any thoughts and questions, you're free to call here on the toll number 559-781-3773. Write it down. You may want to call in this hour, 559-781-3773. As Nancy Levant continues, our confusion and fears, which have been played upon and escalated by our government and its media, allowed for the unabated ushering in of a pre-planned social and cultural invasion of our freedom, as so defined by the Constitution. The plan began decades ago. The plan included a large crisis, a new bureaucracy called partnerships and stakeholding, an environmentally based platform from which to spring the new bureaucracy, the hiding of freedom, stealing legislation, and a veritable mountain of highly interconnected executive orders that began at least 30 years ago. What has taken place in our government since September 11th is treasonous. But that alone has not worked to stop or even slow America's march to slavery. What has worked is what American people cannot fathom is the fall of our nation. Americans think that wars are declared. That is what we have been taught, and that is our history. But we are once again misguided by unadulterated lies. Everything we know about wars, conflicts, police states, and military actions globally, we know from television. All big media is owned by corporations, and corporations and banks are the movers and shakers behind the global governance movement. Global governance cannot be achieved unless America, as we know it, falls. The greatest mistake that the American people ever made, and so contrary to the history of this nation, was to elect the elite into office. The corporate ownership of media and the corporate contributions to political campaigns, but all guaranteed that their elite would be our only options for candidates. And we fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. We elected people who are so far removed from who we are and how we think, how we live, and how we operate on a day-to-day basis, that we now live under the laws that they implemented to benefit only themselves. They have done so with teams of the highest-priced legal counsels, the CEOs of the largest corporations in the world, and the largest banks in the world that now operate under their legal umbrellas called the World Bank and the World Trade Organization. Did you vote for either one of those? She asked. American citizens are completely, totally out of the loop. All laws are now based upon and created for the continued amassing of power by elites, and we know it. And their excuse for what they have done to our nation is this, that we elected them, and oftentimes in landslides. The truth of the matter is that the very few have conquered the many using fear tactics, money, and servitude. We work for them. They control our paychecks, our insurance, our homes via mortgages, our automobiles, and now, with their takeover of our school systems through the implementation of their curriculum and their mental health screenings, they have also taken control of our children, who were the immediate future of this nation. What's in store for us? And here's Nancy's best guess based upon laws and executive orders that have been enacted by our elected. Nonstop war, both here on American soil and in many foreign theaters. The absolute end of private property, which has been called for by the United Nations. Compulsory military service for all American youth, including females. The end of Christianity, which has also been called for by the United Nations. Hence Gaia, in our child's curriculum. The shredding of the Constitution of the United States, or as a fifth grade school student curriculum states, four pieces of paper. A police state readied in case of rebellion on American soil, which includes Homeland Security, FEMA, who now via executive orders has been given the power to suspend all constitutional rights. We have COPS, community-oriented policing, Real ID, RFID, ELF, NASA, detention camps, and cyber technologies. The regionalizing and districting of Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one entity for the purpose of standardized trade laws and practices, which equals nothing more than corporate profits and also called for by the United Nations. Continued use of fear and chaos to achieve the governmental order of the elite's choosing by electing the most wealthy and powerful families to lead our nation. We now find ourselves as servants to their desires and servants to their corporate benefactors. Most Americans are so indebted to those benefactors via their mortgages, their automobiles, and credit cards, mandatory insurance policies, health care needs, ever-rising tax mandates, their compulsory military service, compulsory mental health screening, their public education mandates, the rapid loss of property and watersheds, and the loss of their blue and white collar jobs due to the unconscionable and greed-based abuse of third world people that now are faced with the unthinkable, which is the end of constitutional freedom. But the truth is that freedom is already gone. Most are already paralyzed by debt and can only keep trying to make payments to our enslavers. We did this to ourselves, granted. They lied to and deceived us, but we watched their television and did exactly what they wanted us to do, which was to elect them to power. At the beginning of our nation, we came to America to cast off an elite body of rulers who wanted profits. Today, we have come full circle again and find ourselves under total control of an elite body. This time, however, that government is a world government with weapons that are unimaginable, and we have no life skills. We have only debt, and we elected them. As Nancy stated before, she suggests to you that once our current president's term is over, and with the full implementation of the Real ID, that America is finished. But what is truly unthinkable is that following a very recent history of fighting for sovereignty and freedom, American people elected another body elite to take control over this nation. And this is the bottom line, listeners. This is the bottom line. Now, we're not here to depress. We're just here to state the facts. And this is why Melody supports this broadcast. I'm so sorry that we're in this mess. I wish there was something I could say to make it different. But when you have a country that's been maneuvered and manipulated since before we were born, and where do you take it back to? The Federal Reserve System. It's certainly something to be very, very concerned about. When you talk about the war in the Middle East, I look at the Oklahoman dated today, or actually yesterday, June 6th, where they state that an Iraqi official said Sunni Arabs were right. They were right to complain that the Shiite-led government's counterinsurgency campaign in Baghdad and its suburbs was too aggressive, led to the arrest of many innocent people, and provided Iraq's new American-trained security forces with a chance to rob and steal. Now, this is naturally going to happen. You don't know who these people that we're putting into the Iraqi security force is. And we don't know the quality of our peacekeepers anymore. Yes, I use the word peacekeepers because that's what we are. Were the coalition under the UN system, but they never publicized it as the UN system. That's the same thing that happened during the Vietnam War. But the UN system was behind that too, people. The CETO agreement, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, was part of the UN system. It fully implemented the rules of engagement of the Vietnam War. To this day, we're not told that. But the good researchers at that time did. And without their great work, we would not have known. And so here we are with these directions, with these sinister things going on. And what are we going to do? You've got to get active in educating yourself so you can educate others. I look here, dated June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, out of Turkey, where Turks joke bitterly that the only reason the European Union agreed to open decade-long accession talks with the overwhelmingly Muslim nation was that the EU might not exist in 10 years. Now, with voters in France and the Netherlands rejecting the EU constitution, the joke is looking more like reality. The votes show an unwillingness to accept the bloc's expansion to include new members, in particular a poor and culturally different country such as Turkey. Quote, without a doubt, the result of these referendums is going to affect, end quote, further expanding the 25-member EU to include countries such as Turkey, Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Angel Marantinos said Thursday. It issues whether the European Union, which just last year accepted 10 new members, mostly Eastern European countries, is now willing to expand its border further east and allow in tens of millions of Muslims. Doubts also center on whether the EU should become a sort of United States of Europe, or whether that ambitious dream is beginning to fall apart as Europeans question whether they want to cede the power of their states to a central authority. Now, the whole point of this is, listeners, we have the dollar in America, they have the euro over there. When you control a nation's currency, you control a nation. And that's where the resulting solutions have to come from. And unfortunately, most aren't paying attention to this. Most aren't realizing this. So, what I want you to do today, and if we have a caller to interrupt where I'm going, it's okay. And that number is 559-781-3773. However, this is very, very important information that I'm going to cover right now. And it's coming from the United States Mission to the United Nations, from the 59th United Nations General Assembly U.S. Principal Objectives. It's a letter dated July 20th, 2004, from Ambassador John C. Danforth, United States Permanent Representative to the United Nations, to Permanent Representatives of Missions to the United Nations, outlining U.S. Principal Objectives for the 59th General Assembly. So keep this in mind. This is John Danforth, July 20, 2004. And he says the 59th session of the United Nations General Assembly is upon us, and its arrival provides us with many opportunities to consider, together, the issues and interests that define international cooperation and the many goals of the organization. With the earliest ever June elections, the Assembly's president, vice president, and main committee officers, my delegation looks forward to a well-prepared and effective session. I write you now in expectation of consultations with your delegation on issues that deserve the 59th Assembly's serious attention. I look forward to hearing your ideas and suggestions for that session. The United States will put forward several initiatives on which I would welcome your consideration and support. And here we have our open border problem. Here we're in other countries patrolling borders, keeping people from crossing borders. Our military, for all intents and purposes, is mostly out of this country. But what is the first topic that they consider? Important, John Danforth here. Combating trafficking in persons. The United States would like to strengthen its And before I get into this, combating trafficking in persons, let's take Regina. Welcome to the broadcast, Regina.
I hope so, Chris, because I'm a little frustrated. I shouldn't admit that, but I just wonder, you know, when the little roaches are going under the under the boards. How come we as patriots aren't, like, you know, really picking up the boards? Because, like, you're doing it, but, you know, tomorrow Ron Paul's going to bring up HJ Resolution 27 to stop the authority over us by the WTO. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. Tell me more.
Okay, and it's going to be on the floor tomorrow. That's the HJ Resolution 27. This will come forth, and he has been doing a lot of work explaining to us how the WTO is the rules that are put forth that we want to comply with. The law that the WTO once passed comes to the front of the line with our Congress. So we have to get to our Congress and tell them to support HJ Resolution 27, get us out of the WTO. We do not want to be run by an international organization. We do not want you to submit to an international organization, and we do not want our laws to be forced, laws to be changed in order to submit to the WTO. And the reason I'm a little bit frustrated is I'm a little surprised that this isn't coming over the airwaves a little bit more. I don't know if there just seems to be a disconnect. The Liberty Committee has an email alert about this, but, you know, it's like it seems to me there seems to be an attitude within the Patriot movement, we're going to lose anyways. Well, we're going to lose because we don't do anything.
Well, you're right in this respect, and certainly where did you find your information about House Joint Resolution 27?
I found it out because I talked to John Hamill originally. You know who I mean, John Hamill with the IAHF.com, the group that's fighting the Codex Alimentarius, and I wrote a letter to the editor about it and tried to get it to everybody I could, including, you know, natural health people and environmental people and, you know, people that, you know, supposedly, I got a call from, you'll probably get a kick out, I got a call from Beverly LaHaye's group today. And I sort of lost it with them because I'm a little tired of, you know, we're supposed to watch their Left Behind movies, but yet, you know, when it comes to candidates, we're supposed to walk in the devil's camp and support candidates that did that, right?
Yes.
So I told them about it, and I told them they need to do it, but he didn't want to hear. They want to talk about judges and everything. And, well, you know, that's cute, the judges, but, you know, these judges come forth by elected representatives that allow them to come in and allow them to follow the New World Order's guidelines anyways, which is the WTO and the UNESCO. And John Hamill did it good, and then I also keep in touch with Ron Paul's office. And the, you know, the HJ resolution, the American Independence Party has been sending out alerts about this. And StopTheFTAA.org is sending out alerts. So it's just a conglomeration. But the time is now. The, you know, the time to light the match is now. Tomorrow's the vote or early Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah.
For us to get, you know, our representatives to get them embarrassed about why they want to give their power away to an international authority and then tell us they're protecting us because they're not protecting us. Talked to Ron Paul's office today, and they said that under the CAFTA, not only, you know, can Codex Alimentarius come in under that because, you know, that dispute settlement board can rule against us and then we don't comply with the rules under the, as it is the WTO now, that'll be the new dispute settlement board, then we don't comply with that, then they can rule against us, and then our Congress will say, oh, okay, we have to put, you know, you want commerce, don't you? What's the matter with you? And, he said that the UN also will be in charge over that that dispute settlement board under CAFTA and the FTAA. And I just watched them on the floor of the House pass another bill that I tried to get out the word out, but it did pass, and it was give the UN power, paper, I think it was HR, it's HJ Resolution, I'm not sure, it's 282, it's already passed, I watched it on C-SPAN, only two, Republican and Democrat, voted against it, and it basically said that we don't want any of our leaders, national leaders, to be at the UN meetings and be talking anti-Semitic. All the UN will monitor this, so you can imagine where this is going to go. What is anti-Semitic, you know, buzzword?
Yeah.
You know, so I let's all hold together here somewhere because everybody's doing a job that's in the Patriot movement, and there are wolves in sheep's clothing out there that are going after the people that are actually doing the work, like, you know, you and some other ones. So I mean, I
appreciate your information and your concern. I certainly appreciate that, and I hope you'll stay with me over the break here because we need to talk a little further. because there aren't too many people out there like you that, that don't have the airtime, that do the work. And I want to talk to you some more. Can you stay with me?
You're in a little different time slot that somehow made it available, because that 10 o'clock was difficult, you know, when you were on 10 o'clock.
Hey, keep your thoughts in place, and I'll be right back.
Thanks. I want to hear from you, too.
Very, very good.
Your show.
Listeners, we'll be right back with Regina. Stay with me.
Going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first. And on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast, and once again, we're on live tonight at 9.985 WWCR, and on the internet and satellite. Regina, I take it you're listening on the internet?
No, on satellite.
And how's the sound quality for you?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay.
I thank the Lord. You know, I just, I'm just a little concerned that we seem to have a laid-on GI attitude.
Well, we certainly have, how do I look at it? so many directions are coming into place to totally control us. And
but we have, you know, the template here, you know, with the WTO, and we have Ron Paul doing all this research. And when people crash, they want to come to the people that did research, but they weren't there at the beginning to stop what was going on. Then they want you to work and subsidize the work, the crash, if you know what I'm saying. You know, the churches want everybody to go out and feed the homeless and everything, but they don't care why we have homeless.
That's a very important point.
I don't know. Maybe that's too wild, you know?
Well, how is the poor created? And certainly I've talked about this many times in the past. And here we're losing our business and industry for a good 20 years. We've been losing our business and industry. And here we've got China expanding their slave labor market in America. And we have slave labor in America with the Corrections Corporation of America. These are all very, very depressing things that a lot of people don't want to address. And usually they're the ones with the families where the children are going to be the most affected. And so,
You know, I just, you mentioned some of the things. I don't know if you get on that American Independent Party, but Will.
No.
Okay, William, National Vice Chair Will Christensen. I wish some people, if he's available, would get him on the air, because this man is hitting this head on, you know, along with John Hamill, but it takes more than one person, and he's getting the alerts out on this stuff and what happens under WTO and things like that. How, you know, state resolutions are being passed, like in Utah, that stop the FTAA. And, you know, my thing, and it's been across Pennsylvania, and as much as I can, I plead with people, you know, on the next note here, you know, if you find a representative, let us all know about him, that, you know, so we can help co-sponsor a bill. I mean, we do have leaders in there. We act sometimes, I think, like we don't have anybody in there. Well, we're paying them to be there.
Yeah, and certainly the states are really sovereign states, and that's been erased by the press and the media, that we have 50 sovereign states that are beholden to the Federal Reserve debt note dollar, yes, but the states can make a difference, and certainly certain states are, but it just takes our numbers to increase, and yet the media outlet that we're in is very limited.
But we're not limited, and, you know, we go where we can, but you know, it just seems like we're not glued together.
No.
Oh, and we need to pray for glue, I think, because, you know, we could be a mighty army if we would be willing to get on some of these issues that are really important. I mean, you exposed about the NAFTA, and now I understand the toll roads are going in Texas, and you indicated that you or Tim said that, that, you know, that's part of the NAFTA corridor. So, you know, yep. I mean, we put all the pieces together about what this is about. That is the documentation. And, okay, then the WTO, everybody, please, call your Congress. And, you know, maybe we won't win, but maybe we can embarrass these guys about what they're doing to us. I mean, you talk about, you know, the thing with China. I mean, Rick Santorum, our wonderful, illustrious leader up here in Pennsylvania, I confronted him about, you know, the first Trade Promotion Authority and the authority it would give over to the WTO and the president. And he basically said he'd rather deal with the Chamber of Commerce than our Congress. So, I mean, you know, our Congress can be minimized in their power, too, by elitist leaders that are already in the Congress and like that power. But, you know, can't we somehow, you know, expose these people for who they are? I mean, China, I mean, you can't buy anything unless it's China. You can't buy gum bands for your hair. You can't do anything.
It's a sad commentary, isn't it?
It really makes me sick.
You know,
sunglasses, everything. And, you know, those people are being manipulated, too. I mean, many of those people use herbs and things like that. And so, you know, Walmart can go in there real easy, but with the help of these globalists. And Ron Paul's just saying here, you know, send it to your legislators. If you get a chance, get on that www.thelibertycommittee.org and see if you can get the alert on this, because it's a wonderful one to send to your congressman and send to your state reps, because they don't seem to be on this page to think it's their problem. But, you know, when they have to change the laws, it affects them also. And my opinion is, if they don't want to be there and take the authority, then are they just there to collect the paycheck? And we need to tell them that, you know. So.
Well, it sounds like the LibertyCommittee.org should be one of our partner websites.
Well, I'm sure it wouldn't hurt Ron Paul. I mean, the man is working real hard, and all his, you know, his concerns are there. And we better sit together with the deeper thinkers, because we have the so-called pro-life people, which, you know, some of them are great, you know, but they, you know, they they can't get past the point that George Bush is going to save them, you know. And so I don't have time for that because they didn't save me all this time.
No, and right? he's just as big a globalist as the next president or the last president.
Right, and they don't want to honor any kind of or even address any kind of third-party candidate, and that bothers me because I actually had them say to me today, the gentleman today, he was really taking me off track, actually, by calling me because I was trying to get the word in on this HJ Resolution 27 because I know this is where the power is, and he starts, you know, giving me all this information about this candidate that we had in Pennsylvania that ran against Arlen Specter, and you know, he was pro-life, and where was I with this candidate? I said, oh, I voted for him, but when he turned around and voted for Specter, I didn't have any respect for that. He said, well, what choice did he have? I said, well, he could have not decided to go into the devil's abortion clinic, right?
Right.
I mean, Arlen Specter is one of the most horrible. Are you familiar with him?
He's a snake in the grass, yes.
Well, he's worse than that. He's for embryonic stem cell research, and George Bush came to Pennsylvania, and Rick Santorum also did this, and pushed for Arlen Specter against Pat Toomey, who Pat Toomey was shaky, but he was on the Liberty Committee, and then after that happened, then Pat Toomey went around, and he supported Arlen Specter, and this Concerned Women for America, I hope it was recorded, and I hope that their leaders listen to this. Actually, they basically accepted that. They were aware that that happened, and they accepted it. And so, I mean, the Lord doesn't tell us to accept evil. And so, I mean, people better pull their money. I mean, they exposed to me about UNESCO, and I got all these articles about UNESCO, and I told them that today. I said, when Ron Paul brings it on the floor in July to stop funds for UNESCO, are you people going to be there? They're talking about, I don't know, judges in July or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? You guys fight that battle. We need UNESCO. We need to get out of UNESCO. I mean,
yeah.
Judges, I'm not impressed about these judges because, what, Gonzalez and all these people? I mean, I wish I could keep up with, you know, all the judges and all this stuff, but I'm not excited about any of Bush's judges.
You know, they don't adhere to the Constitution any longer. It's
right.
Dead. In their opinion, it's a dead document.
Right, and so, you know, we are crashing all around us. Lord help us. And
I'm a little surprised.
Joan Veillon, she seems great, but she even said on Jerry Brownfield, she voted for Bush. And I'm like,
Who is this?
Joan Veillon.
Joan Veillon voted for George Bush?
That's what she said on Derry Bronfield, and you know, I thought,
wow.
Anybody, you know, I don't understand that. That's
well, funny. You know, at the time when George Bush was running against John Kerry, I said, if you're going to vote, you better vote for Bush, because John Kerry would be much worse. And that's the alternative we're given all these years from the past, is you vote for the lesser of two evils. However,
an alternative.
However, the State Department continues to implement its directions, and if we get someone from an independent party, how in the world are they going to get anywhere if they don't get the publicity?
Well, they'll be in there doing the job like George Bush does under executive order, and, you know, not executive order, but I mean, you know, Michael Peruca knew the Constitution enough, he would just stop funding, you know, Planned Parenthood. Instead, we have partial birth abortion, it goes to court, and the next time they run, we'll probably have to hear about it again. Well, we fund Planned Parenthood, and they're the ones that sued us. So, I mean, why doesn't George Bush, Mr. Pro-Life, go ahead and stop funding, and Michael Peruca could do that. And I think, you know, if there was some interest in the other candidate, the Libertarian, which he wouldn't go there, he probably could have done it, but he might have done it on the grounds that the federal government should not be involved in that. But, you know, George Bush is just a dangling...
Oh, he's bad news.
Right, and, you know, the embryonic stem cell research, I mean, there's things with the umbilical cord and the adult stem cells, and, you know, we could use that, but he went into those 60 stem cells. That seemed to be all right for, you know, Dr. Dobson. American Life League, you know, went after it. But, you know, now they're not getting good stem cells and all that stuff. Well, he should never go in that direction, you know. I mean, it's like he's either really dumb or he's just, you know, he knows how to play the cards so that we fight against one another rather than go after the WTO and UNESCO and... As far as I'm concerned, all these judges are talking about, as long as we're in these organizations, they'll go get training from UNESCO. UNESCO's aligned with No Child Left Behind. So, I mean, how can I get real excited about judges? I mean, what do you think about that judge thing? I mean, do you know of any good judges that we should be promoting now?
I know of no judges to be promoting, and I do know that they toe the line with the UN system, and that's where when there's a decision to be made for the Constitution or the UN Charter, they make the decision for the UN Charter. And this is as a result of the Bar Treaty of 1947. And it's just been progressively getting worse. But here we are in 2005. In 1995, I didn't believe that we were going to be able to even talk about this on the air in 2005, back in 1995. I never dreamed that we could move along at this point with all the implementation going on. And here we're our military spending nears a Cold War peak now. And you know, it's all under the guise of the UN system, even though they don't tell us this. So when you connect all these dots of control, the only hope we have, I'm convinced, is to get our states on board, and I don't think Congress is going to be a beneficial direction in any way anymore.
Well, but you know, they.
Do you think we have time to worry about another presidential election?
I'm not talking about presidential elections. I think that's the problem. We get together in presidential elections, but where are all these people and these bills coming up? You know, I'm trying to, you know, bring them in and saying, well, wait a second here. We do have a hard time. We can't even get the Christians behind Michael Peruca and Chuck Baldwin, who, you know, basically Chuck Baldwin knew about trade agreements and all that stuff. And as far as I'm concerned, these trade agreements can run us out. The invasive species can run us into a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Derry Bronfield had an email or something from a lady from Oklahoma that's already looking at fined every day if she doesn't get the thistles out of her yard. Well, you know, hey, natural health people, thistles can cleanse your liver and things, you know. Do you know enough about that? I mean, I'd like to study more of that.
I'd really like to find out who that lady is because I'd like to speak to her.
Well, he just brought this on his show and, you know, just brought it up and said she was going to do this. And I thought, well, in 1999, I remember reading in the Tribune Review a whole big article about all the different things that are considered noxious weeds waiting to be on the invasive species list and, you know, the pest list or whatever it's called. They do everything gradually. And, you know, what has George Bush done to repeal any of that? Because now it's shown up that the thistle, which there were like three thistles on this list, I, number one, don't want to pay for anybody's thistles to get put out of their yard. If they don't want them, they don't need to have them. That's their, you know, problem. It's not my problem. And number two, I don't see where the government has any right to come on my yard and tell me we have it. You know, I put this in with the Codex Alimentarius. Take away, disarm us in our ability to get natural health. So now they're going to take it out of our yard. They're going to have the CAFTA, which Bush is all for. That's why I can't believe that he's any better than Kerry, because, you know, I mean, there's even...
Yeah, I can't disagree with your thoughts now.
Listen,
Regina, this is why I haven't voted since Ronald Reagan, the first time he was elected, because each time you get betrayed with whoever you vote into office. At least with the Democrats, you know what you're going to get. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know, No Child Left Behind was a Bush-Kennedy bill, so we got it all balled up, and the property taxpayers will pay for it all. And I don't know, just I'd say keep praying that people, you know, rise up and rally, because it just seems to be, even with the comprehensive plans in Pennsylvania, very few people know it's even going on. And I don't know where the leaders are in Pennsylvania. I have a few friends that keep up with that, but basically I don't get a lot of impression that people are really going to meetings and finding out what's going on with this stuff. Allegheny County hasn't passed theirs yet, and I do what I can to give them the information, because it says right in the articles that they'll tell you there's no regulatory power, but the grant will, you know, cause the walk to walk, and we're getting the smart growth coming into the municipalities. But, you know, you can't be everywhere. But, you know,
no.
I guess God can send his armies, and that's why I'm calling in tonight, that, you know, the Lord would direct people to make that call, and whether or not we land, when they can at least, motivate their congressmen that we're out here, and we know what you're up to, guys, and the WTO is just something that can take over our abilities to have the things to be healthy, you know, and the things that make us strong. And,
oh, it's a mess, isn't it?
Well, I understand there's about four sponsors, I think Matt Jones, Tom Tancredo, I can't remember the other ones. If you get on that Liberty Committee, you'll see that, and you know, they're doing the homework, and if we can, you know, follow through and then get motivated to call. You know so much, Chris, so if you don't vote, at least, you know, make a call to them, because they need to hear from those that are educated, and they need shown up, and, you know, Guys like you never seem to run for office or anything, though.
We're the ones that are penniless. We're the ones that are penniless, you know what I mean?
I know.
We don't have the money, and we don't have the networking ability with the money to make anything happen, and here we're on a shoestring budget all the time, and certainly I was going to have to quit some months ago when some supporters came to my rescue, and one person in particular.
There's some people that do try to help the station. It's just there's so many places to help now, but, you know, I mean, legitimate places that are actually trying to get the truth out. But if the truth gets out and nobody does anything with it, it isn't real valuable, right, Chris?
That's exactly right. And certainly that's why your phone call is so important, because here you're moving along and motivating, and certainly House Joint Resolution 27
is
something I'm completely unaware of.
Well, thanks for being nice to me and feeling that this is important, because sometimes I wonder if
Do you call other shows?
I've called about three of them today, even local natural health shows, and there are some people up in this area that are concerned about this codex, but they're looking at the thing out in the European Union, the case that's settled there, and they have the people that tell them that this is a landmark thing, and John Hamill is saying, no, I mean, that's a good step, but it's not going to save us. We need to work on CAFTA and the FTAA and the WTO, and we need to get out of those agreements, because that will be the vehicle to get us under Codex Alimentarius. And then, these guys just want, they're not going to deprive anybody of a job under that Trade Promotion Authority, which they gave Bush, they wouldn't give Clinton, which is basically they vote without negotiation, they just vote up or down. Middle American News had an article about how this Trade Promotion Authority will be injured by if this WTO vote is not, if the WTO vote is not, is because it's coming up for renewal and it doesn't, follow through, they don't renew it, it'll hurt that Trade Promotion Authority, which I think would be wonderful if that's the case, because then they'd have to go back to the Article 1, Section 8, hopefully, and negotiate for trade. What congressman does not want to stand up and actually negotiate for trade? I mean, why is he so special that he thinks he should be given his authority over? I just think we could embarrass these guys if the Lord gave us the word, and I think that's really what they need.
Yeah, they do. They need to know there's a groundswell of people out there that are concerned, that are on top of what they're doing, and not approving of what they're doing.
Right, and so if we all came together and did that and, prayed about it, so the one call I called in, she said, prayer is really important, and I just really believe that, and I thank the Lord she even brought it up, because in many circles, this doesn't seem to be. In many places you go, you spend all your energy telling them what's going on, and they don't even, some of them are responsive, but it's like they don't know what they're praying. They don't know to even pray about this stuff because their channel's turned off.
Yeah.
So sort of pleading with you and letting you know so that maybe there might be somebody that has the channel turned on that'll get active tomorrow, right?
I certainly hope so. And this is regarding House Joint Resolution 27, the main thing, right?
Right. Get out of the WTO. That will vote will come tomorrow. And it's basically the way it's written up is get out of the authority of the WTO so they won't have that ability to require us to change our laws to comply with the judgments of whatever the WTO comes on. I mean, this is like a nightmare, and he uses some different examples, such as it says under this Independent American Party, he says, for years, high-tax Europe has objected to how we tax American companies on their overseas earnings. The EU took its dispute to the WTO grievance board, which voted in favor of Europeans. The WTO ruling was clear. Congress must change American law to comply with European rules. Make no mistake about it. WTO ministers tell Congress to change American laws, and Congress complies. In fact, congressional leaders vehemently scrambled to make sure the corporate tax bill passed before a WTO deadline. Thousands and thousands of bills languished in committee, yet a bill ordered by the WTO was pushed to the front of the line. So the information is there. We just have to let them know that they need to actually do something. I mean, in Colorado, there's a lot of talk now about that shooting that happened with the policeman. It was a I'm not coming up with the right word, but it must have been a pretty bad murder. I guess they executed the guy. Are you familiar with that? And that sanctuary policy in Colorado and Denver for the illegals?
No.
And all they're doing now, it appears to me, is they're attacking, basically, they're making it into like a race thing. I mean, they opened the door for the illegals. Now they're there. They shot and killed this policeman. The marshals are going, a big report on how the marshals are going to Mexico, and, you know, it's incorporating all these new law enforcement. I'm glad they're doing a good job, but, you know, who let them in the first place? And now it's turning into, you kind of want to pick on that person of a different race. And that's why I got really wound up when I heard that thing today going on with the United Nations, going to make sure the leaders, you know, don't get out of line in their speech. And I got the indication it was going to, you know, pretty fly past pretty good because, it was regarded as anti-Semitic. That's all you have to do is say that key word, anti-Semitic. But what else do they put with that word, you know, and it's just that they have the psychological warfare.
Yeah.
And they have the head of it, and that's why, you know, again, prayer, words for us that the conscience would be piqued with these people, because they can't sleep very well at night if they have any kind of conscience.
Well, that's for sure. And these immigration groups, they can understand a little further if they realize how all the implementation's been going on all this time, and that's what makes me suspicious about some of these other people as well.
You're talking about who's on the border or what?
Well, I'm talking about people like Frosty Wooldridge, who actually speaks the Agenda 21 line when he goes on shows, which has been reported to me.
Okay, what do you mean Agenda 20? He goes against it?
No, he's for it.
Okay, yeah, he's not the one for the real ID. There was somebody else, Terry Anderson. I'm not real familiar with him. He seems to have a real strong... He's for Agenda 21?
Well, he talks as if he's for Agenda 21. He talks about the overpopulation and things like this, and he doesn't understand Agenda 21. Terry Anderson
does... Is he for zero population growth? Because I heard somebody listen to him, I think, on George Norrie, and he's, like, good on the illegals or something, but he goes into this. It's almost like he's pro-abortion and stuff. Am I getting that right, or...
And we're talking about Frosty?
Right.
I'm not sure about that one, but I would suppose he's pro-abortion if he's thinking that we're overcrowded as a planet. But see, he doesn't talk about Border 2012, which used to be Border 21, which is the implementation of NAFTA and the GATT, which is the elimination of our borders. We have that international zone on the border now. And this is all under the guise of Agenda 21.
Why don't you try to get him on your show? Because you could educate him. You know what I'm saying? You have an opportunity. Because he'll call into stations. That's the only way I ever heard him. He'll call into, like, you know, different networks.
Well, I'd certainly love to have him on the show.
Yeah, because he's called in on Mike Corbin, and he sounds, you know, like really like he wants to. I mean, maybe you could educate him. He's got a brain. You could educate him. He might not be aware of that. I don't know if he is or not. It's just like the real ID passing, and the people go down on the border, and then, you know, it comes out we're supposed to all go down on the border. And, you know, I can understand, you know, we have to protect the border, but what about the homes where, you know, the illegals are coming in and they're stopping them? The state police in Pennsylvania were told they're not allowed to get the illegals because it was snowing outside, and it's not important. They're not a threat, and you know how do they know they're not a threat? They're not even supposed to be here. So.
Well, there is the point, and we're out of time. But the point is that if we can get Frosty on the show, that would be very good. I'll try and work on that. You try and work on that.
Okay, if I hear him somewhere, I'll try to get information to see if we can connect him up with him. He seems to be very open.
Okay.
Trying to get the word out, so you guys could get educated together.
I appreciate it, Regina.
Hey, God bless.